All right. Well, happy Sunday morning to you. Feliz Domingo por la mañana, Pastor Jose and Patricia. We want to welcome you to New Beginnings Church out of Big Bear, a church you can call home, where we honor God, love families, we serve others, and we pursue excellence. And we have a passion for God and a passion for souls. Bienvenidos a la Iglesia del Nuevo Comienzo. We want to welcome all our NBC family, all visitors, and all of you that are joining us by audio or video. Bienvenidos a todos los que nos escuchan para el video. Preparen a recibir lo que el Señor tenga para usted. Amen. So we're going to continue with love and bloom for Jesus too. Amen. So let's love and bloom for Jesus. You know, we're His creatures and we're His church. We're the body of Christ and we're to show His love and His compassion everywhere we go. So we got to prepare ourselves, you know, because if you ain't prepared, you step out in that world, you know, and that madness, that rage, all these things, I mean, they're going to bring you down and you're going to start acting like them. If you're not ready, if you haven't spent time with Him, man, they're going to have your lunch in a heartbeat. So we got to prepare ourselves. Amen. What would Jesus do? Well, He was always ready. And we, a while back, a few Sundays back, we talked about stay ready. Amen. Stay in ready. Stay ready for Him because He wants to use you. Amen. But He wants to make sure that you are set and you're prepared. Amen. So let's remember that. Whew, I got a couple of nuggets. Well, you know what? Let's make this declaration first. Amen. Let's make this declaration. Grab your Bibles. Grab your sword, soldier of God. Amen. And let's make this declaration together. Keep going. Yeah. It's okay, ready? This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. I can do what it says I can do today. I'll be taught the Word of God. I boldly confess. My mind is alert. My spirit is receptive. And I'll never be the same in Jesus' name. That is why it's so important that you keep your mind renewed all the time, you know, because the battlefield is the mind. Amen. And you're going to think things, negative things. And you know what? Best thing for you to do is delete and get them out of there and renew it. So you be thinking about the Word and what He wants you to do. Keep a clear mind because the enemy and the world, they just want to pollute your mind. And there's all kind of negative things out there that you hear and see and be around, you know, of a wrong crowd, wrong things, you know. And you got to be ready and you got to keep your mind renewed. Amen. Again, we got to stay ready. Stay ready for Him. Amen. Woo, praise God. I'm excited. I'm about you. I got a couple of nuggets I want to read at you. The first one is this. Abide in the Word. Make a quality decision to abide in the Word daily. Allow the Word of God to have a home in you. Spend time with it. Meditate on it. Renew your mind and fill your mouth with it. Woo, praise God. Your Bible says, your innermost being shall flow rivers of living water. Get that Word inside of you. Let it guide you every action. You will be able to hear the Word if you in you when you are abiding in it. The Word inside of you will rise up and you will know God's answer for your situation. Be obedient to what the Word of God brings forth to you. As you abide in the Word will abide in you. John 15:7 says in New King James, if you abide in me and my Word abide in you, you will ask whatever you desire and it shall be done for you. Amen. Whew. Man, the best thing to do is speak the Word. Amen. Speak the Word, but you got to get the Word in you and you got to stay filled. Don't let yourself run out. Only you can prevent that. Amen. Because it's going to drain you. This world drains you. And you got to stay full. Let that cup stay full. Don't let it run out. Amen. Stay connected to the vine. Stay connected to the source. That's your power. Amen. So, whoo, hallelujah. Walk in His power. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. This the old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Amen. Whoo, hallelujah. So be blessed. Be blessed. Be blessed. Amen. I got another one here for you. Another nugget here for you. It says, stir up the power. That power that is in you. The greater one is in you. It says, the greater one is here in you. You are the temple of the great one. Amen. It says, when you feel empty and you don't feel you have the inner source to do what God has called you to do, the Word of God gives you clear command how to handle those situations in your life. It says, stir up the gift in you. This everything you ever needed to accomplish what God has called you to do has been placed inside of you. I mean, He didn't put you here to lose. He put you here to win. Amen. It says, but only you can do the stirring up. You got to stir yourself up. You know, the world is doom and gloom. You know, they just want to see you lose. They want to see you quit. They want to see you just have your worst day, you know. They want to see the bad in you. Amen. But listen, the faith of God is in you. The power of God is in you. Love is in you. And Jesus is in you. His word says, our bodies are the temple of the Holy Ghost. The greater one is in me. Amen. Submit yourself to God. You resist the devil, and he has got to flee. Amen. And the world's going to come at you at full source. Remember, part-time Christian is no match to a full-time devil. Amen. He's going to have your lunch in a heartbeat. Amen. So pray in the name of Jesus and stir up the gift that's within you by faith. I'm not going to wait until I feel stirred up. I'm going to step out in faith because the Bible says I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Woo, hallelujah. So you know what? 2 Timothy 1:6-7 says, therefore, I remind you to stir up the gift. He's gifted every one of us. Not only that, the Bible says he's called, he's anointed, he's equipped every one of us, and he's placed gift in you. How would you like to stand before him when you get to heaven and say, why didn't you use the gifts I gave you? Why didn't you fulfill what I gave you? Jesus came and fulfilled his mission, but he wants us to do the same thing. But you know what? You got to have the word, and you got to spend time with him so you know what to do. Amen. The Bible says you can do all things through Christ. So, no, it says, I can do. I mean, you know what? You can scratch the I and put your name there. You mean, if you can't write on your Bible, get one you can write on. But personalize it, you know. Get you a pen, you know, and cross the I and says, Jose can do all things through Christ. Whatever your name is, put your name right there. It's for me. He's talking to me. Amen. He's included every one of us. You got to include yourself. You are special to him. He was sacrificed because of us. And he paid a price he didn't owe. And I owe a debt I cannot pay. So you know, he gave his best. I got to give my best. Dethrone yourself and put him on the throne of my life. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. I'm stepping out in faith. I can do all things through Christ. 2 Timothy again says, 1:6-7 says, therefore I remind you to stir up the gift of God which is in you through the laying on of my hands. And verse 7 says, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of a sound mind. Amen. And again, I remind you, the battlefield is the mind. We take the Word of God and we renew our minds to what the Word of God says. The world says something. Negative people say something. But what does the Word of God, the Word of God says? Amen. Go with what the Word says, not what they're saying. Amen. And Philippians, again, if you don't know where to find it, go to Philippians chapter 4 and verse 13 that says, I, again, can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Lord, I need your strength. How many times do you think Jesus went and says, Father, I need your strength because these people are ugly. These people are negative. These people, man, all kind of bad things, you know. So I'm sure he went to the Father and says, I need your strength. So if Jesus went, you know what? We can do the same thing. Lord Jesus, I need your help. I need your strength. And he knows, you know. But who do we go to, you know? We can't go to Ghostbusters. We can't go to the world because they're lost. They don't even know what to do. Amen. We go to his word. We go to him. Amen. And he's there for us. He says he never leaves us nor forsakes us. Amen. Ooh, so stir up that power in you. He's not talking about somebody else. He's talking about you. Amen. So see yourself as a child of God. See yourself. You're in God's winning team. His team hasn't lost. His team will not lose. He's never lost. And I'm on God's winning team. Amen. And so are you. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. I'm excited. I don't know about you. But you know what? We're going to talk about this in a few minutes. God has a plan for you. And none of them include defeat. It says God's plan and purpose for all of us is to fulfill our destiny. He put you here for a reason. He put you here to win, not to lose. Stay focused to fulfill that plan that he has for you. It's not just for somebody else. The world's going to tell you God has picked them or they've been picked, but you're not qualified. You're not good enough. Well, you are. Wake up each day knowing where you're headed, which direction you're taking, and what you are going to accomplish, and stick with it. Amen. It says, don't allow the distractions and busyness of life get you off course. And this world is going to try to get you off course each and every day. The enemy and all that he uses to distract you. Amen. So don't let the busyness, it says, don't let the distractions and busyness of life get you off course. ask yourself, is what I'm doing moving me towards my God-given goal and destiny? Is this my purpose in life, or am I just wasting my time being busy and not really making any progress? You know, we stay busy for the world. Let's not stay too busy for Jesus, you know. Don't let the busyness distract you from hearing what God has for you. Amen. So don't be distracted and spend your time and energy on things that are helping and fulfilling your destiny. Remember, God's plans are blessed. And as you walk in His plans for your life, you will experience His abundance in everything you set your hand to do. And you know, we're going to read this in a few more minutes, but Jeremiah 29:11 says in the NIV, it's where I know the plans I have for you. You know that you right there, you can scratch it and put your name on there. For I know the plans I have for you, Jose, says, declareth the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future. We have future in Him. You know where my future is? Heaven. That's my goal. This is not my home. Heaven is my home. We're just passing through. And you know what? As long as we're passing through, we're just going to serve Him. And He's going to use us. Who is He going to use? He's the head and we're the body. So who is He going to use? He's going to use His body. Amen. And we talk about this physical body has many, many parts from head to toe and inside the parts. But you know what? They all work in unity. And God has placed everything where He wants it. It's not out of place. And, you know, we're going to be talking about loving and blooming for Jesus. And He's called every one of us to be a part of His body. Amen. So He didn't exclude you like the world says. You're not good enough. You're not qualified for God. You know, He doesn't call the qualified. He qualifies the call. Amen. So let's remember that. Whew. Hallelujah. I'm excited. I don't know about you. And if you're not excited, we just got to get you saved. Amen. Whether you never accepted Him or you're running from Him. Still, you got to rededicate yourself or accept Him as your Lord and Savior and start living for Him. Amen. So bloom, love and bloom for Jesus too. It says accept where God has planted you or placed you. Amen. Wherever it is. Well, you know, I don't want to be in this town. I don't want to be here. But you know what? When you surrender to Him, that's the main first thing you got to do is receive Him, accept Him, and surrender to Him. And wherever He has placed you, you know what? I'm just going to be like a beautiful little flower, and I'm just going to blossom wherever He plants me. I'm not going to let the busyness and the distractions of this world keep me from fulfilling what God calls me to do. Jesus didn't allow the world or anything distract Him from fulfilling God's plan for His life, His mission. He fulfilled His mission. But you know what? You can do all things through Christ. Can't say it enough. So we're going to review some of what we spoke about last week. Amen. But it says sometimes we find ourselves in situations we can't we never expected. Embrace where God has planted you. Embrace where God has placed you. You can be challenged by this. It says stay ready and connected to Him. Remember, He is the vine and we are the branches. Amen. You got to stay connected. If you're not connected, you know, you separated yourself, you're going to lose. And this world is going to have you. The enemy is going to have you. So let's not do this. Stay connected to the source. Amen. It says be encouraged and trust that His plan is perfect for you. God's plan is perfect for you. Amen. Keep going. This is good. It says, except where God has planted you, stay ready, stay connected to Him and trust His plan for you. Keep going. These are good. Wherever you are, God planted you there for a reason. And bloom wherever He has planted you. Amen. If we're not blooming, it's not because His problem. It's our problem. The problem is never with Him. The problem is with us surrendering and accepting what He's called us to do. Amen. Man, these are good. Keep going. Bloom. You all know what bloom is? It's to appear or come into being, to support plant life in abundance, to open as a flower, as a tree, as a plant. Amen. To bear flower means blossom. Amen. To grow, be healthy and radiant, to grow and bear fruit and be fruitful. Amen. Be fruitful for him. If you're not doing this because you're not listening and you're not doing what he wants you to do. Amen. We're to blossom. That's what he wants us to do. The world may not accept it, but you know what? I'm doing this unto the Lord. Amen. Amen. So praise God. Keep going. These are good. Okay, leave it right there. Some reviews. John 15:5 says what? I am the vine and you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears fruit, much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. With him, he says, we can do all things through him. Without him, we can do nothing. So you know what? Might as well stay in a winning team. His team is a winning team. Amen. So let's remember that. Woo, hallelujah. The next one says, again, Jeremiah 9:11. We read it a few minutes ago. Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you. Again, you can put your name there. It says, declareth the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Amen. Ooh, man, these are good reminders. Amen. Keep going. These are good. It says, 1 Corinthians 7:17 says, New Living Translation. Each of you, that includes you, you're in the body of Christ, you're a child of God. Each of you should continue to live in whatever situation God has placed you. And remain as you were when God first called you. This is my rule for all the churches. Amen. So it says, wherever God placed you or planted you. So you know what? Just be strong in here. Amen. This is, if you listen to people, oh man, you got to get away from here. You got to go do this. You got to go do this. You know, you got to be over here. Well, you know what? You can go to big cities and everything, but you're out of God's will. Amen. You got to be where he wants you. Amen. And you can go over there. But you know what? When you go over there, not only are you going to be out of his will, there's more people, longer lines, and more sin, and more distractions that can just eat you up in a heartbeat. Amen. Well, I'm not going to let it happen to me. Well, you know what? You get away from the word and stop fellowshipping with him, and the world's going to eat you up. Amen. You got to stay strong in him, and you got to stay connected to the vine. Amen. Praise God. Keep going. Bloom where you're planted, wherever he sends you, wherever he wants you. You know what? Paul was a very educated man. But you know what? When he had an encounter with God, he not only had a change of name, God blessed him. And you know what? He started serving Jesus. He was blooming for God. Amen. And you know, even though he was in prison, prison didn't have him. Amen. He was successful in what he did. He was a well-educated man. You know, he could have said, hey, you know, I can do better than this on my own. And he could have disobeyed God. But you know what? He stayed faithful to God. And he blossomed and bloomed wherever God planted him. So let's remember that. It says, may not be where you want to be. May not be where you want to be. Excuse me. The first one was, you may not be what you want to be. Amen. Well, you know, if you listen to the world, they want you to be whatever they want you to be. But Jesus says, I made you an original. I didn't make you a copy. And you know what? An original is better than a copy. Amen. So know whose you are and who you are in him. Amen. So, and you may not be at the right circumstances. It says, grow, mature, flourish, be fruitful for him. Be happy and bloom wherever you are. Wherever God plants you, I am satisfied. I'm happy. You know, I've had so many people say, you know, you could be at a bigger place. You could be doing this. You could have a bigger church. You could do whatever. Yeah, but I'm happy where God has me. And I'm going to be a blessing wherever he has me. And I'm going to bloom where he has me. Because I'm a God pleaser, not a people pleaser. Some of us get that around. And we want to please everybody. And if you want to please everybody, you're going to find yourself lost. Yes. Amen. You're going to find yourself not so nice in very difficult situations. Amen. So have a right attitude about it. Attitude is the little thing. Keep going. Attitude. We're talking about the right attitude. Attitude is a little thing that makes a big difference. Yes. Amen. Because the bottom says bad attitude is like a flat tire. You can't go anywhere until you change it. you know, have a good attitude. You don't want to bless anybody with your bad attitude. Get it straight before you go anywhere. I'm going to get myself in His presence and spend time with Him and get myself right before I go out into the world. Amen. So people can say, well, you know, something different about you. What is it? It's Christ in me. The hope of glory. Amen. Praise God. Keep going. It says, if you're going to have an attitude, the best attitude to have is gratitude. On a daily basis, as often as needed. It don't have to be on a daily basis. As often as needed, just spend time with Him and says, thank you. You know, Him going to the cross. How many times have you said, thank you, Lord, for taking the punishment for me? Amen. He took it all upon Himself. And then at the end, before He went to the Father, you know, He says, Father, forgive him. What about us? You know, somebody look at us wrong and we cuss them out. We say bad things. Or you get all upset about it and just ruin your day. Don't let their storm drag you away from God. You bring them into your peace. Amen. Because the greater one is in you. So you know what? You drag them, you bring them into your peace. They're going to see that smile. They're going to see something different about you. You know, His love and His compassion just shining through you. And man, they're going to see that light. They're going to see that Jesus just shining all over you. And then you're going to drag them into your peace. I ain't got no storm to share with you. Bad attitude like the prodigal son we talked about. Prodigal son said, hey, Dad, give me my inheritance. I'm out of here. I'm going to go do my own thing. You know, hey, I want to go to the big city. Well, he found bad things. And he got involved in the wrong things and the wrong friends and the wrong crowd until he was broke and had nothing. And he was eating with the pigs, you know, so or with the world. Don't find yourself scratching with chickens or wallowing in the mud with pigs. Amen. Moses, we said, Moses, God says, speak to the rock. You know, he wants to water his people, bring water for his people and the animals. And God said, well, speak to the rock. And he struck the rock. And because of that, he never got to go into the promised land. Have a good attitude about it. Amen. So, and you know what? God still obeyed him. And God provided water for him. Amen. So he's going to do that. But still, we got to have the right too. We got to have the right attitude. He told Jonah, go Nineveh. I got a mission for you. And he said, no, I'm not. I'm going the other way. But you know what? His disobedience, he finally said, you know, he finally gave up and told the captain of the ship where he's going. You know, he says, you know, you're having problems because I'm running from God. Some of you watching, some of you listening, listen, you've been running from God too long. It's time you just confess. And you know what? Jonah just confessed and said, you know, I'm running from God. And they threw him overboard. He said, you know what? If you throw me overboard, your problems are over. Well, you know, some of you, we just need to confess because he already knows what you're doing. He already knows where you are, and he didn't call you to be there. He didn't call you to have bad times, amen, or losing. But you know what? If you confess, Lord, I confess all my sins to you. I've disrespected you, you know, and just confess. And he's going to forgive and forget, and you need to do the same thing. Get up and press on with him. Amen. He didn't take his calling from you. You just got to get in tune with him and spend time with him. Have fellowship with him and not get away to the left nor to the right, but keep straight focused on what he wants you to do and what he's called you to do. And whatever he's called you to do, you can do because the Bible says you can do all things through Christ. Amen. So the greatest attitude is gratitude. Amen. So praise God. Keep going. These are good. Again, if you're going to do it unto him. Colossians 3:23-24 says, and whatever you do, do it heartily as unto the Lord and not unto men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the reward of the inheritance, for you serve the Lord Christ. Amen. That's who you're serving. Stay focused on that. Who are you serving? You're serving him. Because the world is not going to be nice. And the world is going to tell you things you don't want to hear. And you know what? If you don't have the armor of God on, and if you haven't spent time with him and prepared yourself, it's going to drag you down. And you're going to react the wrong way. Instead of saying the right things and doing the right things, you're just going to be like the world. Well, that's not what he wants us to do. What would Jesus do? Jesus was prepared. Jesus stayed ready. And we need to be imitators of him and copy and do what he did. Amen. And not do the wrong things, because then you got to repent again. You got to say, Lord, I sinned. And listen, the next one. The next one says this. The next one says, work with what? Enthusiasm. Be excited. You know what? It's going to make people upset, because you shouldn't be having fun while you're working. But I'm doing it under him. And he don't want you to do sloppy work. He wants you to do a good job. But you know what? He says, be enthusiastic about it. And as you, though you were working for the Lord rather than for people, remember that the Lord will reward each one of us. That includes you. Again, don't exclude yourself for the good we have done, or for the good we do, whether we are slaves or free. And we're free. Amen. We're not slaves of sin. We're free from sin. Amen. And you, what if you fall and you sin again? Just go to him. Don't come to me. Don't go to somebody else. He'll forgive and forget. And you got to do the same thing. Line up with what he wants you to do and press on. Press on. Amen. Don't, if somebody says, well, you got to go do this and this and this. No, they didn't pay for my sin. They didn't take my sin. You know, Jesus did. So I'm going to go to him. Amen. And he's going to forgive and forget. And you got to press on. Again, when you was born again, it was a spiritual thing. They don't see in the spirit unless God allows them to. But they don't see in the spirit. All they see is the physical you. And they say, well, you're the same person I've been knowing all these years. Yeah, but I'm a new creature in Christ. I've been born again. Amen. And God has erased all the past. Don't be a prisoner of your past. That past is gone. He dropped all the charges. But people are going to try to hold it against you. You're saying, it's been paid for. I'm forgiven. And he's dropped the charges. So, you know what? You go and do what he calls you to do, because he put those gifts there. Because he wants you to serve him. And you are serving him. Amen. And you're pleasing God and not people. Whew, man. That, if that don't bless you, we got to get you saved. So work with enthusiasm. With joy. Since the joy of the Lord is your strength. Amen. Keep going. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. There you go. Psalms 118:24 on a daily basis says, this is the day the Lord, who is made? The Lord is made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. You got to speak the word to yourself. You know, sometimes I speak it out. If I'm by myself, I speak it out so I can hear it. When I hear it, it goes in me. Amen. And I stay full of what the word says and be obedient to what the word says. Amen. You don't have to be silent all the time. If you're by yourself, you can read it. You can read it to yourself so you can hear it. Amen. Not only speaking it, but now I'm listening to it. I'm hearing it. And be a hearer and doer of what the word of God says. Amen. Ooh, hallelujah. And then you start walking by faith and not by sight. Amen. So praise God. Nehemiah 8:10 says, B says, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. Proverbs 17:22 says, a joyful heart is good medicine, but a broken spirit dries up the bones. So you know what? Be joyful. Amen. Hallelujah. It says Paul was a prison. It was in prison most of his life. And he was in prison, but prison never had him. He served God. What's your excuse? What's your excuse? You know he's listening. What's your excuse from running from him? He blessed you. He paid a price he didn't owe. And he paid it for you. Amen. He was thinking about you. What have you been doing? Running from God. Why are you running? Amen. It's time you say, Lord, I'm tired of running. You know, receive him. If you've never received him, all you need to do is say, Lord Jesus, I receive you as my Lord and Savior. I repent of my sins. Come in my life, be my Lord and Savior. Amen. And he's not going to take his hand from you. He's not going to take his calling from you. He's just going to say, get up and press on. He told a lame man, you know, he says, pick up your bed and go home. He says, go and do, you know, just basically says, go do what I've called you to do. Press on, you know. Now you're walking. You don't have no sickness holding you back. You don't have no weights holding you back. You have no excuses holding you back. So what's going to stop you? Only thing that can stop you is yourself. You know, we got to get self out of the way and know that you're a child of God and you can do all things through Him. Amen. We got to get our thinking right. That's why it's so important. The Bible says to renew your mind. That's the battlefield. You're going to start thinking like the world. You're going to act like the world. You're going to confess and be like the world. No, renew your mind to what the Word wants you to do. Amen. And be busy about, go about the Lord's business and what He wants you to do. He put a calling on you, anointed you, and equipped you. So now you got to step out and do what He wants you to do. Amen. Well-educated man, full of God, happy, pleased, satisfied, joyful, and cheerful. I'm telling you, if you're a well-educated man, you know what you want to do. You want to go in the world and do all these things for the world. No, he just knew God has called me to do this, and I'm going to stay with it. Amen. And the world's going to tell you, no, 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 no. So he wrote 2/3 of the New Testament. But listen, this is the key thing. He bloomed where God planted him. Yes, he did. What about you? You don't have an excuse. Whatever it is, it's not good enough. You know what? Jesus could have made an excuse and says, Father, get me out of here. These people are negative. These people are mean. These people are ugly. You know, just get me out of here. No, you got to prepare yourself and imitate him and be like him. The Bible says for us to do that. It says the body of Christ, the church, born-again believers. We're the body of Christ. We're the church. We're born-again believers. Not by denomination. Because denominations even have differences about themselves. Amen. He's called every one of us into his body and be in unity so that we can work together. We only have one enemy, and that's Satan. Amen. Denominations, other brothers and sisters in Christ, they're not our enemies. Amen. And we're to be here together so we can lead them to Christ, that they can see Christ in us. So wherever we go, we can reach them, you know, not to be ugly. He says, well, these people are not saved, so we don't associate with them. Well, Christ, you know what? Christ hung around mostly unsaved people. And you know what? You're the Christ here. Yeah. Amen. And he wants to use you so that you can reach the unsaved. And they can see Christ through you. Yeah. Amen. Be a blessing. It says, God planted you, gifted you, called you, anointed you, and equipped you. Do your best to honor and serve him wherever he plants you. Amen. 1 Corinthians 12 and 18 says, but now Christ has set or planted the members, each one of them in the body, just as he pleased. He made a place for you. You know, he put the fingers in the right place. He put the legs, arms in the right place. He knew about you, and he knows you better than anybody else, and he set you where he wants you, and do your best for him. He didn't forget about you. The world would have you, or the enemy would have you think he don't care about you. And you start listening to those things in your mind. Where's the battlefield? The mind. And you're going to think about these things, but then you have to stir yourself up, and you have to renew your mind to what the Word of God says and start thinking like him, not like the world. I say, wait a minute, that's not of God. That's not what the Word of God says. I'm not receiving it. That's not for me. And you know what? Renew your mind. Amen. It says, be yourself. Be the original God made you to be. Don't try to copy the world, and don't try to be copy. It says, original is better than a copy. Amen. There's nobody else like you. There's nobody else like you. Hallelujah. Again, so this is what we're... It says, bloom where you're planted. We can't say that enough. Sow a seed of kindness for God to do something new, not only in your life, but in someone else. Who's he going to use? His body. We're his body. We're his church. Amen. Going somewhere to happen for somebody. Amen. Brighten up somebody's day. You know, if somebody cuss you out, well, you're going to cuss them back. No. Don't do that. Let the goodness, let his love and compassion come out. Because people are going to be ugly. You know what? It's okay for them because they don't know Christ. But you know Christ. And you know what? They could be dragging you to see what you're going to say. The enemy's going to use them, and they're going to say some things to try to drag you out. You say, yeah, I thought you, and you know you say it, and the first thing they say is, I thought you was a Christian. Yeah. Think they did that to Jesus? They try to trick him, but you know what? He always had the right answer. And for you to say the right answer, you have to be Christ-like and imitate him so they don't drag you into their storm, into their problem. Amen. You drag them into your peace, his love and his compassion. And you know what? When they fail in doing that, they're going to say, well, you know what? I want what you got. How can I be like that? All you need to do is accept Christ as your Lord and Savior. Amen. Says God best. Do God's best wherever you are now. Put a smile on your face. Again, give your frown a break. Some of us have been frowning too much, you know. I'm a child of God. Well, so your face ain't showing it, man. You could be a lot happier than that, you know. Some of us, if we were to smile, our face would break off, you know. Said, get pepped up for Jesus daily. You know, you remember the pep rallies? What are you doing in the pep rallies? Were they sad? Were they doom and gloom? No pep rallies. You stir yourself up. Everybody's happy. You know, hey, our team hadn't won a game, but guess what? Pep rallies, everybody's happy. Well, get yourself happy and have a pep rally with Jesus before you go into the world. Because that world is going to have you. Prepare yourself. Stay ready. So put a pep in your step. Give it your all. You think Jesus gave his all? Yeah, but you know what? He wants us to be imitators. He wants us to give our all to him. Amen. Woo, praise God. I wrote it this way. Team Jesus never loses. And guess what? As church, as a body of Christ, we're on God's winning team. So, you know what a team stands for? It stands for together, everyone achieves more. When we come together in unity and we help one another, you know, this arm and these legs and this body, these eyes, these ears, they all work together. There's no division amongst them. Amen. We don't have enemies. These parts are not fighting against each other. They're working in unity. And we got to do the same thing in the body of Christ. Because the enemy comes except but to steal and to kill and to destroy. Jesus says, I've come that you might have life and have it more in abundance, joyful, enthused. Amen. Whew, hallelujah. So be loving, be good, be kind, be grateful. Have an attitude of gratitude. Amen. It says keep the right attitude all the time. In 1 Peter 5:7, excuse me, go ahead. Whew, keep going. Right, again, keep going. Right there. 1 Peter 5:7-8 says, the New King James, casting all care, all problems, all anxieties, all these extra weights that try to hold you down, cast it on him. We've talked about it. We make it as simple as possible. You know, when you take your trash to the dumpster, you always leave it there. You don't take it out. Even when if you have trash cans in the house, you drop your trash in there. But you never take it back. I mean, I don't want that snotty nose rag, you know. Or whatever it is you put in the trash, you don't want it back. Well, it's the same thing. You confess it to him, you give it to him, leave it there. He knows how to deal with it. You don't. So you don't go back and take it back. Leave it there. Cast it on him. Amen. It says casting your care upon him, for he cares about you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, he walks about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. That's what he wants to steal. Remember, he comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Amen. And that's what he wants to do. He wants to devour you. How does he know who to devour? The words you're speaking. The words you're confessing. You're speaking negative words. You're speaking totally against what the word wants you to do. You're being negative instead of positive. You're being unfaithful instead of being faithful. Amen. Don't say the right, wrong things. Say the right things. Amen. Woo, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. The person that's hard to get along with, he is not happening to you. He is happening for you. Says God is using them to grow you up. Yeah, see it that way. I'm growing up in him. Basically, you're maturing. The more word you get in you, the more mature you're going to be. Amen. And now I know what Jesus, what would Jesus do? Well, as I grow and mature and know his word, the word is going to flow through me. And the word is going to, I'm going to speak his word. Amen. So praise God. It says, you are developing character, maturing, growing spiritually. Get out of the flesh and get in the spirit. Just grow, mature, and go. Grow and go for Jesus. Amen. He didn't call you to sit. He didn't call you to be idle. He didn't call you to be lukewarm. He didn't call you to stay in your little comfy zone. He says, be on fire or be cold. You know, I understand, but don't be lukewarm. Don't be a pretender. Being part-time, you know. Some of us are part-time demanding a full-time God. And we only call on him when we need him. He should be there, and you should have a relationship on an often and or on a daily basis. Not just once in a while. When you need something, and you know you call him and tell him what you need, and you hang up. And when he's knocking, you never answer. Because you know it's him. Says, learn to be Christ-like. Walk in his love and his compassion. Imitating him. And the next scripture is Ephesians. You can write this down and you can go read it for yourself. But the Amplified, I like the Amplified. Well, the King James says to be imitators. Imitate him. But the Amplified says, therefore become what? Imitators of God. Copy him and follow his examples. The world wants you to do the same thing. Follow their examples. Copy them. No. Jesus says, copy him and follow his examples. He says, as well-beloved children, imitate their fathers and walk continually in love. That is, value one another. Practice empathy and compassion. Unselfishly seeking the best for others. Amen. Remember his love and his compassion. Seeking the best for others. Amen. Just as Christ also loved you and gave himself up for us, an offering and sacrifice, God's slain for you, so that it became a sweet fragrance. Amen. We're going to have to stop there. And, let me read this for you first. It says, God uses difficult people like sandpapers to rub off of you difficult stuff. Difficult things. God uses difficult people like sandpaper to rub the rough off of you. You might have some rough spots on you, but you know what? God's using them difficult people like sandpaper to rub that rough off of you. Amen? And difficult means hard, tough, challenging, demanding, and trying. Amen? So, we're learning. See yourself a learner. Don't see yourself a loser. God didn't place you here to lose. God didn't place you here to do nothing. He didn't say, go bury yourself, hide yourself. No, he wants you to be busy, but you got to get the word in you so you know what to do when things come your way. Amen. Don't defeat yourself. Be strong in him. What does the word of God say about this? Amen. Go find it for yourself and do what the word says. Be obedient to what the word says. Grow and go for him. I'm going to close right there. Go and grow for him. Amen. So, hallelujah. That blessed me. I don't know if it blessed you. And we still got more to go, more to do. It says, love and blow for Jesus. Love and blow for Jesus. Amen. Or bloom for Jesus. Excuse me. Stay ready and stay connected to him. Amen. Praise God. Do you receive, church? Amen. Those of you watching or listening, do you receive? Amen. Receive it for yourself. You know, don't exclude yourself. Include yourself. Because he wants to bless you. And he wants you to do great things for him. Amen. You are a somebody for him. Don't see yourself as hopeless, no good. See yourself the way he sees you. He sees you a winner. He sees you a champion. He sees you an overcomer. He sees you could do all things through him who strengthens you. So see yourself that way. And also, you're on God's winning team. Amen. So praise God. Those of you that never accepted him, now's your time, you know. Quit running. Or if you're running from him, you know, you've accepted him, but now, you know, you're on your own. And you disconnected. You know what? Just come back to him. If you have never accepted him, all you have to say is, Lord, I receive you as my Lord and Savior. I repent, come into my life, be my Lord and Savior. And He will. He won't reject you. He sacrificed His Son. Amen. Jesus gave His life for you. But you got to be in right tune with Him and receive Him. You know, if you're running from Him, all you need to say is, Lord, I need to come back. Just like the prodigal son. I can go back to Father's house. I can be better there. And you know you've been running too long. So stop running. And all you need to say is, Lord, I rededicate myself back to You. Amen. And start living for Him. Start pressing on with Him. He's got a mission for you. He didn't take your hands off of you. He didn't take His calling from you. You just disconnected yourself. Go back and connect yourself back to Him. Make it right, you know. There's no problem with Him. The problem's with us. We got to stay connected to the vine. We got to stay hooked up to Him. Our power source. Amen. Hallelujah. You have sickness in your body. You know what? He has no sickness in hell, in heaven to give you. So you know what? He put it on Jesus. So you know what He put? They put on His back? They put some stripes. They beat Him. They couldn't kill Him, but they beat Him good. And He took the stripes for us. All you have to say is, you know what? The sickness has got to go. My body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. By Jesus' stripes, I am healed. Jesus paid the price. So I receive my healing. No malfunctions in this body. Everything functioning in the way He wants it to function. Amen. So praise God. So receive your healing. You know what? I speak to my body and say, body, line up with the Word of God and receive your healing. I receive the healing right now. And I call myself well. I call myself healed. And no malfunctions in my body. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. And it's time to give. It's in there somewhere, brother. It says, those of you watching, those of you listening, and we're still willing to give you tithes and offerings. All you have to do is go to our website, NBCBigBen.com, and hit the donate button. If you're mailing it, NBC PO Box 252, Marfa, Texas, 79843. And for cash apps, just go to New Beginnings Church at a Big Ben. God loves you, and we love you. Praise God. Amen.